Prime Minister Scott Morrison is heading off to the US this week to meet with President Donald Trump, the first time an Australian leader has done so since John Howard in 2006. And the trade war between US and China is expected to be a talking point between the two leaders, and climate change could be another, especially with a week to go before the UN convenes to discuss how individual nations are planning to tackle the issue. Kevin Suarez asked Dr. David Smith, senior lecturer in American politics and foreign policy at the United States Studies Center, how the Prime Minister's relationship currently is with the President, who has a tense relationship with other world leaders.
Yeah, it seems to be quite a warm personal relationship in the few interactions that they've had. In general, Trump has been a lot less verbally hostile towards Australia and Australian leaders than he has been towards a lot of other traditional allies. So he hasn't really complained about Australia taking advantage of the United States in the same way. He hasn't threatened the ANZUS alliance. We don't have any trade deals with the United States that have really upset him, apart from one deal around aluminium, although he seems to have backed off that. So just in general, the relationship has been a lot smoother.
And how has Australia maintained such a good relationship with the US?
I believe that one of the main reasons is that Australia has a trade deficit with the US rather than the other way round. This is something that seems to be very important to Trump. He does not like having trade deficits with other countries, but the US has, I think it's fourth or fifth largest trade surplus with Australia, more than $7 billion a year. So, you know, Trump doesn't think that Australia is ripping the United States off. I think he has quite a sort of pleasant personal connection with Australia as well, through golf, through Greg Norman. And so there's nothing about Australia that really irritates him. As well as that, though, Joe Hockey, our outgoing ambassador, is widely considered to have done a very good job in terms of placating Trump, in terms of having a good, strong personal relationship with him. And Scott Morrison, as Prime Minister, has very much followed in the vein of Hockey.
What could be some of the topics that they discussed this week?
It's hard to say because most of the major topics between Australia and the United States are actually settled. But no doubt the trade war with China is going to be one of them. Scott Morrison has changed his position on this over the last few months. Although he initially said that he didn't want to see the development of what he called a zero-sum mindset around trade and that the trade war between the US and China was hurting the rest of the world, he is now saying that the world is just going to have to live with this conflict between the US and China over trade. It's unlikely, I think, that Australia will take its own punitive trade measures against China. We just can't afford to. Trade with China is incredibly important for us. Morrison might voice support for what the United States is doing, but we're very unlikely to actually join the United States in the trade war. Certainly, the situation in the Persian Gulf is going to be a topic of conversation. Australia has already agreed to send a small force to assist the United States' effort to protect oil shipments from Iran.
What could PM Morrison try to obtain out of this meeting with the president?
Beneath the surface, this guarantees a lot of small but important things for Australia, like Australia's continuing exemption from American aluminium and steel tariffs, like the kinds of reciprocal deals that Australia has with the US over certain categories of visas. Things that, you know, don't make international headlines generally, but which are quite important to the relationship and which are generally maintained through the kind of warm personal relations. I don't think that Morrison is going to be aiming to get anything big out of Trump on this visit other than just continuing the relationship.
With the UN meeting next week to discuss climate change amongst world leaders, what can Australia offer?
Well, Australia has signalled that it's definitely not going to go as far as some other countries want to go. So Australia's position is that it has made substantial commitments around reducing carbon. We're unlikely to see Australia join the various countries that are going to be formulating plans to get to zero emissions by 2050. Australia has also signalled that its approach is really going to be regional rather than global. There's been a lot of talk about climate resilience, in other words, taking actions that will mitigate damage rather than preventing the damage from happening in the first place.
Dr. David Smith, Senior Lecturer in American Politics and Foreign Policy at the United States Studies Center, ending that report by Kevin Suarez.